What up? It's your boy Bass, and we got a couple free gifts that we want to give away to our listeners today. If you are a music artist, a business owner, a social media influence, man, are you a public figure in the community, an activist or organizer, man, we have two links in the description below available for you to submit either A, your music, or B, your story, your content. Your music will go on Ends Music, and your content, your voice will also go on Ends Media Magazine. So thank y'all for y'all time. Now it's time to get back to the episode. Appreciate y'all for listening.
I don't even remember, to be for real. On some really shit. Everybody just kept asking me to do it, and I was like, nah, I ain't fucking with that shit.
So what you used to draw before or something?
Yeah, I was drawing.
We used to fucking ham trim it, and we was like, bro, you just need to start tattooing, bro. Fuck, you can do it or not.
No, I was tattooing before that.
No, that's when you really started doing that shit.
Low key, that's when I really started kind of, that's when I knew I was making money from it. It was like, damn, I'm really like, I'm making like thousands a week type shit. Like, I'm like, all right, bet. It was like, all right, you know. Well, really, then I would say it was probably like, 1,000 a week on a good week, but then it's like I do tattoo parties and I was bringing like 2 bands and I'm like, shit, back then I feel like that was something. That was something. So
that's how you put up
on. I fucked with it.
Push your mic real quick. Then when they focus the butt.
Like being a business savvy though, like I did like 27 in a month. It was like, damn. Niggas don't even do that in a year. Low key. So moving from that, then trying to best it, I think the highest that I've done so far was 41 in a year, in a month and a half. And I was like, yeah, this is it. This is it for the rest, forever. Let's see, Arn.
So what y'all doing right now?
So right now we're about to do some glasses for my man's daughter. Got our baseball team logo on one side of the glasses, her jersey number and her name. In other lands. Do a little forearm jammer. That's cool right there. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. I like that.
So, how did you, like, come up with your own style? Because, you know, like, a lot of artists, they got their own type of style. Or
yeah. In all seriousness, I'm still figuring that part out. I like a lot of anime stuff. But I like a lot of horror film, if that makes sense. So a lot of horror film mixed with anime. And I guess I kind of put the two styles together and it kind of just come out as whatever it come out as. If I see an image and I try to tattoo it, I guess I try to replicate it. So I guess that's kind of like realism, trying to make it look like it. I don't fucking know, man.
So you was talking about, you feel me, basically like getting your pros up, man, when you first start getting into the game. And then that's what really... you know, really motivated you to want to take it, you know, to the next level. But, you know, in all, what was the key inspiration? Besides, you know, like the homies and then, you know, the money, but what, like, made you, like, keep with it, though? And, like, really want to build, like, what you said on the business side, take it into an actual business?
In all for realness, like, something that I never really talked about, tattooing is my peace. Like,
for real?
I'm peaceful when I'm... tattooing. Like, I don't give a fuck what's going on in the world, what's going on around me. Like, it could be a whole party around me. Like, literally, damn near about to bump me. And I won't even fucking be locked into that shit. Like, I'd be zoned. And that's, like, for real, my peace. Like, so, that's what really kept me. Because it's like, it keeps my mental tamed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a person, my mind be all over the place. Like, man, all day my mind is moving rapid, like, and tattooing and chess is the only thing that slows my mind down. So,
was there ever at a point where you feel like you was like losing interest or losing the passion?
I quit this shit 1,000 times. Oh man, fuck tattoos, I quit.
So you actually quit it, huh?
I quit for a minute, man. I was depressed as fuck at one point. Like, I was like,
was it just like personal life or was it like just dealing with the business?
Both collectively, probably at different times. Like, one time I quit, man, I was like, I was tired of motherfuckers being cheap. I was tired of people not appreciating the good art that I was bringing. Well, shit, what I thought was good art, because I was ass back then, low key. I was just over it, man, over the people. Then I went through a fucking horrible breakup. And during that, man, I ain't want to do shit. I ain't want to do nothing. I wasn't trying to tattoo. I wasn't trying to do nothing, man. I had a job, man. I was working at Little Caesars. And the whole time, I'm like, man, I hate this shit. Every day I was at work, I'm like, I hate this shit. A job ain't for me, man. I ain't had a job in I don't know how long. I work for me. I do me. I create. That's what the fuck I do. I was in that bitch creating pieces.
Yeah.
Wasn't a life. Wasn't fun. But, every time I fall off, like, man, shit, these niggas will tell you, man, I done had all type of shit and fall off, lose it all, get it back, do it all over fucking again. But every time I fell off and came back, tattooing was the only thing that brought me back up. Every time.
So, what was the biggest, like, value or, like, life lesson that it taught you, you feel me, like, falling off, you feel me, and picking yourself back up?
Protect your energy and your peace at all time, at all costs, man.
That's real.
A lot of people take my absence and take that shit personal. It don't be nothing against nobody, dude. Like, I dead ass just be, like, protecting myself and my energy because I know me, like, I'm emotional, man. I take a lot of shit to heart. You do something wrong to me, I'm going to look at it sideways like, damn. Like, I'm loyal as fuck, man. I'll be around for the long haul to do whatever. So when somebody do something, it's like, I take that shit to heart. So I try to protect me at all costs. So that way I won't feel no way about nothing or nobody or no type of shit.
Oh, that's real. That's real. So when it came down to you from the investing wise, now we're going to switch it to the investing part. What was one of the first things that you feel me? What was that first thing that cost it the most that you didn't realize it was gonna cost that much when you first got into the game?
Every fucking thing, paper towel, man.
You said paper towel. Hey, I ain't never think about that though. I remember one time I was getting tatted, I was bleeding like a mug. It was just like he was really just ran through a whole roll.
Bro, when I say I blow through paper towel, bro, paper towel. Nigga, I go to Costco, and I say $100 a week. $100 a week, $100 every 2 weeks, maybe. Shit, not even every two. So, yeah, man, I be blowing money on paper towel. But in all seriousness, all in all, the most expensive thing that I bought, probably a tattoo machine.
Was it your, specific?
This one, actually, is the most expensive tattoo machine that I have. It's battery operated, of course. Comes with a battery, rechargeable, just snaps on, adjustable, get all your speeds and everything. It's quiet, silent, man. I can do everything I need to. It feels like a pen. I ain't got no cords. And it should, this one was like $1,400. This one was probably like my second most expensive, I guess. Nah, I bought one. It was a Cheyenne. It was a wireless like this one. And I think that one was about $1,400 too, but I sold it. I sold it to a tattoo supply shop. I ain't care for it. But yeah, man, you start, it's all trial and error. Like, there's no, I guess like any other form of art, there's no right or wrong way to do it. I mean, there's a wrong way to do it, because you can fuck somebody's skin up. But as far as your art and creating what you create, I think I just got to keep in mind that, you know, there's really no right or wrong way for this shit to be for real. But everybody just developed their own style. Time—that's the biggest investment of anything, man. I'm shit 10 years now. 10 years, yeah. I've been doing shit like 10 years, man. So that's probably like the biggest investment overall out of all this shit, man. And you can't get time back, so.
So you always make it worth it.
Definitely.
So I know this stuff tick you places, man. Like tattoos, man, for certain parties. Meeting certain people. I know you probably did some wild tattoos, man. You got any moments you want to share? Hold on. Let's start off with what was one of the most craziest tattoos you ever did?
I did a tattoo on a chick booty hole. Nah, I'm bullshitting. I think the wildest shit that I've done, though, I've covered up. So this chick had a tattoo of her baby daddy's name on her vagina lip. It was like from her lip, but it like rainbowed around her clit. And the fucked up thing was, his name was my government name. So when I seen it, it fucked me up. And I was like, I looked at her and was like, how you pronounce this name? Because a lot of people don't pronounce my name right. And she said it, and I was like, goddamn, man, that's crazy. That's crazy as fuck. She's like, what? And I was like, man, that's like my government name. That's my name. She was like, wow, that's crazy as fuck. But she ain't believe me, and I had to show her my ID and shit. She's like, wow, that's fucking weird.
I own that cat, man. Yeah, real, man.
So what was one of the worst then?
The worst?
Like, worst experiences like you had when it just came down to, like tat? Was it like somebody just kept crying, or like, you feel me, kept moving?
Man, I've dealt with crying and movers. I've dealt with people giving up and just being like, fuck this shit, I don't want it.
Whoa, I ain't mean to cut you off. But what do you do when, like, somebody just stop in the middle of a tattoo? Like, what you supposed to do? Like,
you know what? Back in my early career, I used to care. I'm like, man, no. Now, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is your body and your money. If that's what you want to do with your body and your money, like, what I'm going to do. And I'm going to tell you straight up, you can get it finished anytime you want, but it's going to cost you again. Like,
hey, that's real.
I'm burning through supplies. So, it's about being fair. Like, you can always come through. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like the Allstate, man. I'm light-handed. You in good hands no matter what the fuck the case is. So, but my worst experience, though, it wasn't even about, like, a crier or somebody moving. Nah, man. Nothing is worse than somebody being like they're extremely happy with their tattoo, and then they go home and somebody don't like something of their tattoo, and then they blast you on social media. Because that word of mouth, trust me, that shit... Defending yourself with some shit is a fucking bitch. Like, especially when you ain't do shit wrong. So, motherfuckers, just that shit comes with part of the business, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You can't please everybody. So.
Oh, that's real. That's real.
That was a situation that I had to deal with.
So, what was one of the best clients you feel me that you had? Well, not who, but like, what was that? Like, what make a good, like, basically, like, client, you feel me? Like, it's somebody that, like they already know what they want before they come in, they sit still, like...
You know exactly, you have an idea. You may not even have an image, per se, but if you got a general idea of what you want, instead of just being like, oh, shit, I just want an arm tag. Like, what? An idea, some type of references... So that way it gives a direction on what we're drawing and creating, because, well, shit, we just kind of go off of whatever you're saying to us, and we just draw it. But, you sit well, you already have your game plan on how you want to, you know what I'm saying, do shit when you, getting your tattoo. So you come with, like, some people come with headphones, if they know they're gonna sit there for a while, Nintendo DS, something to keep them occupied type shit, man. Do homework, but you sit still. Positive vibes, man. You don't hear no complaining, you don't hear no nagging. It's a good, peaceful, fun time, man. People have jokes and shit, man. It's always, when it's fun for me, it's fun for you. And tippers, man. Tip, always tip your artist. That's like when you get a haircut, tip your barber, tip the waitress. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's an act of service, so. People tip, I love it. I fucking love it. It's always awesome.
Oh, that's real. So what are some places, man, that this ink game then took you?
Man, I've been to Florida. I've been to Vegas Tattoo Convention. Man, just... Really just meeting a bunch of different people, man. So you can really go anywhere in the world, to be for real. But it's just meeting people and people knowing who you are. It's really fucking dope. Like, I can go to Walmart now if I'm back at hometown. I mean, even hometown or back at home or whatever, and I go to Walmart, they're like, yo, where you at? It's like, no, you know. But it's cool when people know you. It's almost like a local celebrity status. So.
How did you adjust to that, though? Like, you feel me? Like, now... Like, when once you start getting the recognition and, you feel me, just, you know, just the gratitude that you deserve, you know, just for the time and, you know, that you put into your work, what was that like? You feel me? When you finally, you know, start reaping, you know, that type of energy. Yeah.
See, I'm more what you call, like, I guess, a popular loner. So, I don't really adjust to that spotlight, I guess. I mean, we've always been known in school, so... It was always, you kind of got that popularity, you got that spotlight, everybody know you, so I was always comfortable in that spotlight, but me, man, I stayed way the fuck out the way. Like, you don't see me unless you're getting a tattoo, or, you know, you see me out in the world. I'm not an asshole, like, I fuck with, hey, you know, what's up? Cool, you know, I keep it moving, but other than that, man, I pretty much stay to myself. And I don't really just kind of fall for anything. Like, yeah, we about to go party, come hang with us. And I'd be like, nah. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm about to go play the game. I'm chilling, bro. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I don't know if it's just necessarily an adjustment. I guess been in the spotlight a little bit, so I'm used to it.
Oh, that, and it, as soon as you say I'm used to it, just say internal. What would you tell like a young, aspiring, you feel me, tattoo artist, you feel me? They just now jumping into the game, they probably took their stimulus check.
Trust the process. Don't give up.
Trust the process.
Yep, don't give up, man. Fuck with the naysayers talking about, you know how many people told me I couldn't tattoo? That I'm low-key like way better than now, like way better than so many motherfuckers, dog. And fuck what niggas be talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's something that you dream, it's something that you feel like you can really make happen, do that shit, because the only person that's gonna stop you from that shit is you. Everybody got their opinion on something, man. You can't please everybody. So as long as you happy and your client happy, fuck with anybody else that's good.
That's real, that's real. So, tell me a little bit about the project you're working on right now.
Some glasses. Boy, daughter. Team Blue Jays. So we got the Blue Jays logo sitting inside the lenses of the glasses. A couple shades of blue in there for Blue Jays. To give it a little pop and a little flare, maybe I'll throw some yellow tint to these glasses.
Okay.